Oil prices and gas prices at the pump are going north. One reason is that Russia is a big oil exporter, and there's talk of the U.S. banning imports of Russian energy. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken yesterday on NBC.
We are now in very active discussions with our European partners about banning the import of Russian oil to our countries, while, of course, at the same time, maintaining a steady global supply of oil.
Let's turn now to Vijay Wightieswaran. He's Global Energy and Climate Innovation Editor for The Economist. Vijay, nice to have you again.
Great to be with you.
So one barrel of crude oil now costs more than $120. A month ago, it was 70-something. So why are prices spiking now?
So there are a couple of reasons. One is that the market was already really tight before the war in Ukraine. What we found was because of COVID, we had a lot of production problems at OPEC and other oil-producing countries, and they were unable even to meet their own quotas at the OPEC oil cartel that controls supply. And coming out of the Omicron wave, it turns out, you know, we all love to drive. We can't wait to get in the plane. And so the consumption has been going gangbusters. As anyone who's traveled at all knows, it's pretty busy. And so there was already a tight market. On top of that, you add the problems of the Ukraine war with sanctions potentially hitting Russian oil as well as other sorts of supply concerns. Those two things are creating a war premium in the marketplace.
Now, there is talk of the U.S. and potentially other buyers banning the import of Russian oil. But in a way, is it already being shunned? I'm reading about energy traders avoiding Russian oil even when it's fired at a big discount around the world.
Yeah. That's right. You put your finger on the right thing. We have something that weird that's happening that is called, people are calling, self-sanctioning. The sanctions that have been imposed very carefully leave out oil and gas, mainly because Europe, our allies in Europe, consume a huge amount of gas and oil. Europe is the number one customer for Russian oil and by far the biggest supplier of natural gas. And so Europe didn't want any sanctions on Russian energy. America doesn't get very much energy from Russia, so it's not a big deal for us. But because these sanctions, people were afraid might create problems for them. Western energy companies and even middlemen in Switzerland, they don't want to touch cargoes that might have been in Russia or flags shipped, you know, with the Russian flags on them. And so what you're finding is sort of a self-sanctioning that's already basically cut half of Russia's normal oil exports are no longer able to find their way to customers.
Okay. Now, the issue for Americans and I guess people everywhere is we're all paying the same global price for oil, right? And it's really high. How high might it go? I mean, is there a way for the other producers in the world to make up for the shortfall of Russian oil?
So here there's bad news and worse news. The bad news is no, there isn't enough other oil from any other source or even a combination of sources if all of Russian oil exports were cut off, right? That's the nightmare scenario, either because we embargo it or Vladimir Putin uses it as an energy weapon, right? I mean, he's taken over nuclear plants and, you know, he's ready to play a pretty nasty game. If he decides to cut off oil exports, it would be about 4.5 million barrels of oil to the world market. To give some sense of proportion, Russia is the second biggest exporter in the world. And so we couldn't make that up with Saudi or U.S. shale or anything else. The worst news is that if that really happens, we might see prices go to $200 a barrel.
Wow. Vijay Wightieswaran of The Economist, thank you again.
Thanks for having me.